Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. Today's weather is, well, tonight's weather is a low of 53 and a 20% chance of showers. So hopefully we won't have that same weather coming through again tonight. Tuesday, our high is 71 with a low of 48, 0% chance of rain. Wednesday, 75 with a low of 54, 0% chance. And for the rest of the week, we're seeing about a 20% chance of rain with highs in the upper 70s and lows in the upper 50s.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Join us as we bring to life the pages of Hunterdon County. We will explore the incredible people, places, and businesses that are interwoven into the fabric of our community by discussing the trends, events, what's happening when, and why it's important to you. Curate by Devin LeCompte, Keeneland Latman, Sotheby's International Realty, explores the best of Hunterdon County living. Hello, and welcome to our new episode of Curate. I am Devin LeCompte, your host and guide as we explore the finest of Hunterdon County living. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to @DevinLeCompte to learn more about each week's episodes. Now, without further delay, let's get started. Today, we are meeting with a colleague of mine, Joe Peters. Joe works for Coldwell Banker and is a longtime resident of Hunterdon County. Joe also operates a show on the Chamber Radio, 55+, that broadcasts the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. I wanted Joe to join us this week because he is a longtime Chamber member, has participated in many of their programs, and is a radio pro. It is always a pleasure to talk shop with him, and it gives us the opportunity to discuss Hunterdon County real estate from two different generational perspectives. Hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
Hey, two different generations. I might be four apart. I also do a real estate show. So I do a real estate one week, and I do a 55+ the other week. And I really don't follow any agenda. So depending, it's whoever shows up, that's what we talk about.
Yeah, I just found that out when I was talking to Michelle downstairs. Yeah. She's like, hey, he's actually here every week. I was like, oh.
It's, you know, what I say to people when I ask them to come on, I've had a lot of the mayors from the area on, is that, you know, it's like having lunch on radio. We just get to know each other and everybody gets to listen in.
That's perfect. That's so true.
Yeah, and the hour goes by like a shot, so it goes by pretty quick. It's really neat. So hit number 23, and the people will hear me.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Well, Joe, I used to actually play that advertisement on my show. Apparently, I guess they reworked some of it.
They reworked some of it. I was paying and have paid advertisements. And at the beginning of the year, I cut out a few of my paid advertisements, and that was one of them.
And mine got cut?
No. Well, you know, The Chamber's a great place to get to know people and to do things, understand the county. We both
did
it.
That's how we met.
Yeah. So I, and I'm going to come back and do some of it. I was also hosting a program that does vets. There's a vets, two-hour vets program on. And it gets quite a lot of listeners because we don't get listeners just from the area. You get listeners from anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hosting the vet program because I'm a certified vet, whatever they call
yeah.
it. So
for real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a female attorney who does nothing but Veterans Affairs. And she's been on a show, and her name is Ann Buckley Johnson. I just feel like I need to have one more name when I talk to her. And Ann is really neat, really. She was a litigation attorney. She said, I just love to get in front of the jury and a judge and whatever. And she got into helping vets find their way after they've been turned down. And her husband's also an attorney now, has quit and are running a business together. And she's just told us she's been the most listened to interview I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
with Memorial Day coming up,
it's
definitely something that we're aware of and thinking of right now.
Right. And, you know, it's a lot of unrest in the world. So, in effect, we could be back there in another direction based on what's going on. I hope not. But I think our vets really need a break. And I can help a vet save quite a bit of money when they buy or sell a house. And I can do it two generations down. So if you're certified, what is the ad that's always on for mortgages? It'll come to me in a second. But if you're certified as a USAA, you, your child, or your grandchildren can get this discount. And it's really neat because it comes out of my commission. I don't make as much commission, but I help the vet. I love it.
Absolutely.
And then the company matches it, and the vet can wind up on a medium-sized house saving $5,000 or $6,000.
Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. I've
done a couple of them. So we do the same thing, but we do it differently.
We do. Absolutely. Joe, I want to know how you got started. What's your history? Because are you born and raised in Hunterdon County?
Nope. Been here 20 years. Yeah. So let me tell you where I started. Started in Edison, which is probably 50 miles from here, maybe less. And went to the school system in Edison, went to Rutgers, and in effect got into IT. And I was in IT and retail for a lot of years. And somewhere about halftime in my 40s, I decided I didn't want to do this anymore. I was of IT for Macy's Herald Square. I was of IT with Allied Stores, which we knew was Stearns around here, with a maternity chain. I got onto the other side of the desk, and I started selling technology back to IT. So I worked for both SAP and Oracle just on major retail accounts, traveled all over the country talking to Sears and Penny's and Kmart and Walmart, people like that. And somewhere along the line, I got too many gray things on top of my head, and they don't really think sales guys should look like they're in their 60s. And I was having a difficult time doing what I wanted to do and keeping the job. So I decided, let me try real estate because I've been doing it as an investor, and it worked. I love it. It's like I don't have to get on a plane on Monday morning. And as hard as I want to work, I can make that much money. And when I want to go goof off, people call me. I'm in Europe. They don't know it, but my phone still rings.
That's the beauty of being in real estate.
Yeah.
You're on your client's schedule, but you're also on your own schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went through technology. I've always used technology. And I use it in real estate in a couple of ways. One, very big on social media and blogging. I do a blog post every morning. Goes all of my social media posts. I have a social media manager that works for me. I have better SEO in Somerset County than my company Coldwell Banker does. And it took a little doing, but it works. And we do certain things to stay up there. I'm also pretty good in Hunterdon County, but I'm leaning towards new business in Somerset County. I have a nice book of business here in Hunterdon County. I've been here 20 years. We moved out here because we just wanted to be in the country. And it was like 98, bought a house in Clinton Township, bought another one, bought a third one over time, and we've been here 20 years at this point. Marilyn worked for Rutgers Medical School, so for her it was like a 30-mile drive back to New Brunswick. Mm-hmm. But she now retired, and she's just having fun, and we're having fun, and I don't think I'll ever leave Hunterdon. It's a great county to live in. It's probably not a great county to earn a living in, but it's a great county to live in.
You and I have talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the nice thing about Hunterdon is it's a retreat. Being out here in rural America and the farm countries, the farm county that we're in, it really allows us to come home and relax.
Yeah.
And not worry about the hustle and bustle, and the traffic dies down once you get out here. And It's definitely a little bit different than our counties to the east of us.
Well, the biggest thing that I discovered when I list houses is that 3 out of 4 houses I list, I have to go buy a lock for the front door because we still don't lock our doors in Hunterdon County.
Nope. My car's unlocked in the parking lot right now. But you don't need it. We're such a safe community, and you know your neighbors out here.
You do.
They might live a mile away, but...
Right. But it was funny because somebody told me when we moved in, whatever the name of the house was when the house was built is going to be the name of the house. If it was the Smith House, you could live here for 30 years. It's still going to
be
the Smith House. It's that kind of... It's almost like going back to, what was the Andy Griffith show? Mayberry.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, it's country living. And at the same time, a lot of our people go to New York. Not as many as used to, which is hurting the upper end pricing, but we still have people commuting into New York. They take the bus from Clinton or in New York in less than an hour if they don't hit any traffic. Unfortunately, you never don't hit any traffic, but it's not bad. And I did. I commuted to Newark Airport. All the time I lived here, I commuted out of Newark Airport. So for me, it was great. So my job that I held, which is corporate strategic accounts, I had to be within an hour of a major airport in Newark, and I could be in Philly in another hour, so it was really great.
Absolutely, and even for those that don't commute, I don't commute into New York, but I went out for dinner last Wednesday night.
Right.
Just drove into the city. It took me under an hour to get there.
Oh, yeah.
It was off hours. And we had a beautiful, lovely dinner with some family and friends, and I was able to make it home by 9 o'clock.
It's not bad.
You can't beat it. We're going to head off to our first commercial break here, but we'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hello, and welcome back to Curate. I'm your host, Devin LeCompte, with Keeneland Lapman Sotheby's International Realty. And today we have in studio with us Jeff Peters from Coldwell Banker.
Jeff?
Joe Peters. Wow.
Hey, I wish you did.
I've only known him for a couple years now.
Dean Martin used to say, "Let me call you sweetheart. I forgot your name."
So jpeters.com, that's what I was thinking of.
There you go.
Sorry about that, Joe.
Not a problem. So as I was saying, when I wanted to get into real estate, I found a lot of the sales skills and the technical skills I had from my previous life help. People skills are help. I mean, you got to like people. And I remember when we worked trade shows in New York, my manager would say, when somebody's coming down the aisle, I better see you walking up and talking to that person, because if you don't like to do that, you're in the wrong business. And we had a trick to it. We actually stood across the aisle. So when we saw somebody coming, and I always had somebody younger so they could read the badge about a block away, and we would walk across the aisle and bump them into the booth, because if you stay in front of the booth, you bump them out of the booth.
So oh, my gosh.
There was an art to working a trade show. And where was I going with this? It was a lot of the skills that I picked up with that, especially the people skills, are good. I like to talk to people. And secondly, I'm pretty organized, and I mentioned somebody that we both know who's not organized.
Joe's very organized. He's a pleasure to do business with.
But I have a computerized process control system at home that I've developed through some of his software. I didn't write it myself. But each morning he tells me what I have to do. If I have a listing, if I have a sales appointment, whatever, he says, Joe, here's your list of things to do today. The attorney review just ended. You got to go do the inspection, things like that.
Perfect.
So I don't get any speed bumps with my customers because I don't think. And then I just like what I do, and I think it rubs off. So one of the things that happened about 2 years ago, Tony Page was running it, and he's still on the board of Realtors. They were having a mastermind. So let's get five people to sell out of real estate, get up and talk.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have one of those coming up.
Yeah, there is another one coming up. So there was five of us. They invited me. And I don't sell that much real estate that I should have been invited, but I think since everybody knew me, I got invited. And people were saying, well, I go out and I prospect. They always said, I go out and I
door knock, cold
door knock,
call.
And I do the A&P, and I do the school. I said, I just go out and talk to people. You know, I do it through leads groups. I do it through talks at the library. I do it through the radio show. I do it through various ways. My boss, when I worked at Weichert in Clinton, said I have 108 agents. 107 are on the phone trying to meet people, and Joe's just out talking. He does just as much as anybody else. That's the way it works.
It doesn't feel like work, does it?
No, it's fun.
It really doesn't. Every day I wake up and I go into the office or I go meet with clients and I go to sleep at night. Like, did I work today?
Yeah.
You know, and the checks come.
It's not a bad living.
The closings happen. But
Marilyn keeps saying, are you running for mayor? Because when I did the Leadership 100 in 3 years ago, and I know you're just finishing it up, I had all the people from the council on. I had the county clerk on. I had the surrogate on. I had on my radio show. And she says, I have a political bone in my body. The last thing in the world I want to do is be responsible for something. But I do enjoy understanding what goes on in the county. And I don't care what walk of life you're in Huntington County or Somerset County, they both have a similar program. There's a leadership program for each county. Go immerse yourself in it. You'll A, understand the county, B, get to meet anybody that's anybody, and then C, just keep networking as a result of it.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. 100 in Leadership Program, it's something, as Joe said, that I'm going through now and he went through a few years ago. It's organized by the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
I don't believe you have to be a chamber member to attend. There is a nominal fee that goes with it, but what that provides you with is you meet once a month for a year, and you go that one day, you go around to different facets of the community. So you'll have an agricultural day where you'll go to, I don't know where your class went, but we went to Beneducci Vineyards, Blue Farms, a couple other places, and really dove in to what agriculture does for Huntington County. We just did a day on education where we went to North Huntington Voorhees, we went to Huntington Preparatory School. And again, you really dove in to how education affects our county.
Right. There's nine different sectors. There's healthcare, there's law, there's education, there's agriculture. I can't think of the other five right now, but the logical other things that you'd want to do within the county. When you get done with it, you have a really well-rounded look at the county. And since I was always in 50% and 150% in Somerset, I said, there's one in Somerset, too. I'm going to go apply for that because I'd really like to learn the same. Well, turns out, theirs has a waiting list, and they take about 24 people at a time.
Theirs has been going on for quite longer than Huntington's
has. A little different, too. It's run more by the county than by the chamber. This is run by the chamber with the county politics.
It's a separate endeavor from the chamber. Currently.
And they're both good. I can't say one's good and one's not. They're different a little bit. And I got to, have you ever walked through a jail and had a prisoner looking back through the bars?
We haven't done that day yet. That's next month.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we had the Teacher of the Year in Somerset County I don't know if she was Hillsborough, and she taught autistic. And she taught first and second year children autistic. And she said, the one thing you've got to realize when you teach an autistic child, you have that child for life. The parents will be calling you. You'll be invited to the wedding. You'll be invited to everything. And she had us. I said, she deserves to be teacher of the month. What she goes through. And she told us some stories. And it's, you know what? We live in a great place. And Somerset County is a lot different. It's bigger. It's closer to New York. Things cost more. There's more people. They have more diversion. I'm on the diversity council for Somerset County. And it's much different, but we have many of the same problems. We're a little too far from New York to get there comfortably. And we peter out at the high end. We're not selling big houses the way we used to, lots of reasons. And Somerset just has a higher high end than Hunterdon. But the problems are really the same. Now, Somerset has, I think, more poverty in it. I mean, there's a strain of poverty that goes through North Plainfield, Bound Brook, Somerville, Raritan, and Manville that we don't have. We have some people down on their luck, but they have a real different class of people. And it's interesting because that's where the train used to run and still runs. And as a result, we're redeveloping those areas with high-rises, and it's going to regentrify. So it's going to come back to be a very popular area to live in. But I've enjoyed both, and I've gotten a lot out of both.
So as you're talking about some of the what's going on in the real estate market, you've been around here probably as long as I have now, I guess, in Hunterdon. What is the history in real estate, and where do you think it's going?
Well, I think it's going to keep changing. I had an opportunity to address the Wolf Group, which is in Somerset, on Thursday, and I did it with the JCC, and I met the head of the JCC Foundation and the group, and we got to talking about that. What's happened, and where are we headed? What's happened is people don't want to live as far from New York as they used to, and that started happening around 2008, and the jobs pulled back into New York City, so people pulled back. So people used to come to Route 31 plus about a mile, that's Clinton Township, Reddington Township, Raritan Township, and they could still get back to New York. But somewhere around 10 years ago, it turned into Route 287, which is another 15 miles to the east.
That's absolutely true. So for those that don't know, I'm with Sotheby's now, and my offices are in Bedminster, Basking Ridge, Mendham, and Madison. I still operate in the Hunterdon County market. That's my home base. That's the market that I know. But the more that I'm diving in to that line, 287 is really the divider there.
Well, and I just sold a house in Basking Ridge, and I was talking to the listing agent, and I told him the story. And he says, you're absolutely correct, but they don't come as far as 287. They don't want to come further than 15 miles from New York anymore. So it's getting worse.
Yeah.
So what changes it? I think technology changes it. We didn't know what the hell we were going to do in the Internet in 1995 when it came public. And look what we do today.
The mobile workforce is, especially in my generation, that's where we're seeing the differences is in my generation, nobody wants to go into the office anymore, which is mind-blowing to me. We were talking, I'm an office worker, you're not, I have to be in the office. But my generation wants to be at home, which will allow people to come out.
So two things happen. 5G. If you haven't experienced 5G yet, it's available on your telephone. It costs extra from your carrier. If you've ever watched the two people in the news talking to each other and there's a half-second response time, that's because of the latency delay of going up to a satellite and coming back down. That's what it takes for that to happen. That goes away with 5G. We are going to be able to do things with 5G we never dreamed of before, and we'll have it ubiquitously, that's a hard word to say, in the next 5 years. Then, on top of it, self-driving cars. And I don't mean the kind of car you're going to drive. I have a self-parking car. I'm afraid to use it, okay? But the next level was there was a self-driving available. It was like another $20,000. I'm saying, how much can I spend on a car?
But how much more money can you make not having to worry about where you're going?
So I don't think it's single cars. I think between 5G and being able to plug the world in so we can talk to each other without going to an office, and things like tandem buses that can maybe hold 100 people. Think of the HOV lane that didn't work for a lot of reasons because we had idiots driving in it. So what if we have robotic buses in it go 100 miles an hour, and they take 100 people from New York City to Hunterdon County in 22 minutes?
Well, we have trains.
Yeah. We have trains, but they take a while.
And they don't come...
No. The thing we learned is we have three lackings in infrastructure in Hunterdon County. One is transportation, one is Internet, although I think that's coming.
Yeah, I don't think that's as much
and
as
then
it used to
just break. Public services like city water, city sewer, and natural gas. It holds a lot of people back. But I think it reverses. I think it comes back, but I think it takes 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's like the tide goes in, the tide goes out.
Well, and a lot of those negatives are why people live here.
Right.
Or what's drawing people out here is because we don't have to worry about having, you know, the mass transit and, you know, our neighbors on top of each other. I mean, our average lot size, I couldn't even take a stab at it.
Tewksbury's 15 acres right now. They don't want any building up in Tewksbury. And I'll tell you, I had a woman come in from Morris. She lived in Randolph. Yes, I think it was Randolph. Started with an R anyway. And it was up past Chester, about 8 miles. And she came to Tewksbury. She looked around, and she was making $400K. I remember when we did her credit. She said, Tewksbury, it doesn't suck. I said, that could be our new mantra. We'll just put it up on a sign coming into town. But she was totally impressed with it, and she still lives there. Yeah. So, you know, it's an unknown. People think when you go past the County Line Road that separates Somerset and Hunterdon, you fall off the end of the earth, and you don't.
It's beautiful, and the property values drop.
Yeah, it's a great
10%.
When I find people in Bridgewater and they can't find what they want, I said, follow me. 5 miles from now, you'll get what you want, and it'll be 20% mm-hmm. cheaper, and you'll probably have twice the land.
Yeah.
So our average sale price in Hunterdon County right now is about $380. The average sales price in Somerset County is about $475. That's 20%. That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you get half the land, so you're more dense or elbow to elbow. Bridgewater is really popular because of the new Indian temple. It's been there about 5 years, but everybody of Indian descent wants to live in Bridgewater because the temple is there. I've sold a bunch of them houses there. It's a great place to live, but what happens to all the people who are there before this started? They may pick up a move to the west a little bit and say, I don't know, you know? So it depends what you want in life. People coming into the country are used to living in much more dense populations than we're used to living in, especially if you grew up in Hunterdon County. But not everybody wants one or the other. And I know an Indian friend of mine, worked with him in 95. We were both consulting up at AT&T. And what consulting means is you're between jobs for a year. And I said to him, I used to call in San Juan. I couldn't get over San Juan. There were bars on the first four floors. He says, I had the same problem when I came from India. I couldn't get used to not having bars on the first four floors. Two ways of looking at the same mm-hmm. thing. He felt more secure with the bars, and I felt I was in an unsafe neighborhood. And we both now live in the country. So, you know, it seeks its own level. It depends what you want in life. There's a lot of ways you can live. And
that's exactly it. And I think that's something when you're working with buyers, right. You know, everyone wants something different.
Yep.
I personally like historic homes on a lot of acreage, but my clients don't necessarily want that. Some want to live in town. And it's really, you know, it's the best feeling in the world when a buyer walks into that house and they know that that's one. And
some of my references have said, Joe will get so close to us and understanding what it is we want.
Mm-hmm.
When we walked into the house, we both knew it at the same mm-hmm. time. We said, this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
And that's a neat feeling. And I get a lot of satisfaction out of selling a person, especially a young couple, may not even be married yet, buy their first house. And 5 years later, they've now got 3 children and are looking to move up. And mm-hmm. I'm saying, some little way I contributed to this. It's a good feeling.
All the memories and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I get a lot of satisfaction out of real estate. It's a business that most people can understand. Or you're thinking of buying or selling or buying and selling. And it's a business that's life event driven. Marriage, birth, multiple births, and need a bigger house. Kids go to college, need a smaller house, death, divorce. It's life event driven business. So it's a change in your life that makes you want to buy your house. And then we did it. There's just house lust. We bought this great big 4,300 square foot on Blue Cliff Drive because we wanted it.
You're on Blue Cliff?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful road.
Oh, yeah. We had the big first one. It was for sale last year again.
Yeah.
And
I'm familiar with it.
We loved it, but we realized because Marilyn's son and his girlfriend just bought a house up in Tewksbury, our neighbor said, the house owns you. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, we got to realize the house really does owe you. Because on the weekend, instead of deciding what you're going to do for the weekend, what are we going to do for the house for the weekend? There's weeds to pull. The gutter needs fixing. We've got to paint that room. And we got into our 60s and decided we want a different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We'd like to have a little more discretionary time and money. And we wound up going into a townhouse. So we're still in Hunterdon County, and I'd love to find a one floor because we're getting to the age where one floor matters. But for right now, we've gone up and down the stairs about a dozen times, and it's good exercise. But we're enjoying Hunterdon County. We get into – there was a jazz festival here last – I don't know if you came to it. I got comp from Ann, who ran the Plumington business.
Was this the one in Tewksbury this weekend?
No, there was one right here in Flemington this time last year, mm-hmm. and then I went to Somerset and a couple of other county seats. And this girl played at alto sax, blew my mind. And I said, how do people get into the music? So there's so much to do here. I was on the 100 and Helpline board for 2 years. We do the salsa night here with that. We bring 10,000 people downtown for salsa night. Fun evening. Last year got rained out, unfortunately. But there's so much to do here.
We have the Hunterdon County Community Day.
Yep.
Excuse me, is coming up June 1st, I believe.
And that's fun. That's down at the
fairgrounds. That's a great time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's separate from the Quick Chuck Balloon Festival.
Absolutely.
So then that should be coming up. I don't know what that was.
Quick Chuck Balloon Festival's got the Beach Boys this year.
No way.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
We saw them last year down in Ocean Grove when the old... what's happening?
Something was beeping. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Beep, beep. Joe doesn't wear his headset, so he can't hear all of the interesting...
Joe will not be tethered.
So but I'm
anyway,
sorry.
We're enjoying life, and I think that's what a lot of people come out here for. It's a quality of life issue. I do a little less now because there's not so many people moving this way, but I onboard about 4 to 6 couples a year into Hunterdon in Somerset County. And they're typically looking for quality of life. They're between their first and second child, and they're saying, we don't want to live in some other county anymore. We want to live where it's a little safer and where the kids can grow up and the school systems are better. We have all of that. It's a little more expensive, but we have it all. And if anybody hasn't come to Hunterdon County, it's like coming to heaven. It really is. It's a bucolic lifestyle. And a laid-back lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle where you do business. You're back to whatever, to Mayberry, that's what it was. Do business on a handshake. So the other thing I'm seeing happening in real estate is that interesting statistics, and some of these come from listening to Jeff Otto speak. Some of them come from listening to the guy who does Keeping Current Matters. But we're at 70%. Homes in New Jersey right now that don't have a child of school age in them. So think about that. 7 of 10 houses don't need a big house anymore. And what are we building? Because we jurisdict that you have to build on 3 acres and you got to build 3,600 square foot. We're building big houses. So we have people who don't need big houses, and it's getting a bigger and bigger percentage, and we're still building big houses. And what don't we have? We don't have moderate price houses above affordable housing. But free market. We haven't built anything new since 2005. So a good thing is happening this year is that we opened up a lot of inventory between 500,000 and 700,000 right around the end of the fourth quarter, beginning of the first quarter. So people moved up a little, and that opened some inventory underneath them.
And the interest rates
And the interest rate. I had a guy connect at a 3.8 on Friday. 3.8%.
Yep, last week, 3.85 we were at.
Nice. Yep. Nice. So you went recently a little to the east as well. You're based out of?
I'm based out of Bedminster right now.
Bedminster, okay. And Bedminster is, with the hills, it's a climb. I mean, as you go up the hill, housing gets more expensive. There's got to be 3,000 or 4,000 units in there.
Yeah, there is. That was initially started out as an affordable housing 20% inclusionary program.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it grew into what it is because of the quotas that Bedminster needed to make, and it's beautiful. It goes back to what you were saying. It's the people that don't want. I mean, they do have single family homes in there, but I think the greater part of it is, you know, people that don't necessarily want to be burdened with the ties of home ownership.
Right, and I do have one for sale. Really, in the first one, as you go up the hill, it's can't you could walk to Bedminster from there. And it's an interesting collage of people in there. There are a lot of people moved out of the city. It's all first-time homes for some people. And when you get up to the top, there are a million
it's
two up
there. It's an incredibly dynamic group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful.
And I have a couple coming out of Edison, and we're looking at a million twos, and they want to be in Ridge for the high school for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up in Bernards Township for the most part, but not in Bernardsville because they have their own high school. And we got into a multiple offer situation on a million two. We haven't seen that in a while.
And that's fantastic.
And Hunter didn't dream of it because we run out of steam at around 700,000 here. Last month, we sold 200 houses, 192 to be specific. We sold four at 700 and then three, mm-hmm. four, five above 800.
And that's county.
That's the whole county. That's every realtor. That's pitiful. And if you take a look, we're sitting at a million and up with 4.5 years worth of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're... This is where I usually leave people thinking, is if you're thinking out buying with 3.8% and before prices go up much more, it's a perfect time to buy. If you're thinking about selling, it's probably the best year we're going to have because we're about a year or two from a correction. Real estate will feel it a year ahead of everybody else. So we probably have 12 months to 18 months left. And if you're having tough time selling your house today, you're going to have a really tough time selling your house next year and the year after. Especially if you're above 700,000, 100.
And as interest rates grow up, it's just going to decrease, you know, the buying power of
right.
the prospective purchasers. So it's going to make it even more challenging. Not only that we're getting closer to a correction, but our buyers don't have the same amount of funds as they did.
No.
Before.
If you merely go from 4% to 5% in interest, you lose 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a 500,000 at 4%, you have only 455 at 5%. And if the prices went up another 6 or 7%, now you're down to 4.25%. That's in 1 year. You've lost that much buying power. That's what's driving the market. That's what the feeding frenzy is all about right now. People are afraid it's going to go up, and they want to buy before it happens. Housing is still your best bet. You're putting 5, 10, 20% down, but you're getting an appreciation on the whole thing. It's the best leverage game in town.
Well, and I think I should mention this at this point is, you know, if you are considering buying or selling, don't wait to talk to a realtor. Take your time. You can interview a couple. Joe and I are both great. But at least talk to someone so you can start that conversation to know when it is best for you and your family and how you want to move forward in your life. Because there are many different factors to consider based on your location, your price point, your what's going on in your life, etc. So reach out to one of us, absolutely. And
yeah, I think the thing I tell people is if you're thinking about doing something, that's where I want to meet you. Because when you're thinking about selling, there's a lot of aspects to it. When you're thinking about buying, there's a lot of aspects to it. And I get a lot of first-time buyers say, what about my student debt? I said, it's a loan. It's going to count against your open to buy. And if you owe $40,000, you're probably paying $400 a month off on it or will mm-hmm. be at some point in time. But you don't want to screw that loan up because then your credit is screwed up. And you need free things to buy a house. You need a little bit of cash. You need a job. And you need a decent credit score. And if you got those free things, we can put you into a house, whether it's $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000. Depends on how much you've got and how much you make. But we could even get you into a house with nothing down on some of these USDA programs.
Thank you for bringing that up. I was going to ask you to speak on that. Yeah, and Hunterdon County, the entire county can qualify for USDA, which is a 0% down mortgage.
0% down. Now, that means you're borrowing more money because you're not putting any money down. But if that's the way you get started and it starts appreciating, it's a great way to get started.
Was that your phone going off? Is that what this buzzing is that I keep hearing?
I was just looking to see what time it was.
On that note, let's break off because I am getting some interference here, and I want to make sure we can get that figured out before the show is over.
Okay.
So we will be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello and welcome back to, I can't do it without the headphones, I'm trying. I need to be able to hear us. Welcome back to Curate. I'm your host, Devin LeCompte with Keeneland Lapman, Sotheby's International Realty. And we have Joe Peters here today, not Jeff, Joe Peters here today.
Jeff will be here tomorrow.
Talking to us about the real estate market, trends, topics, his life, himself, and everything that's amazing about Hunterton County. So thank you again for being here, Joe.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you having me in because sort of sometimes a little difficult to have two people on the same show do the same thing. But we don't seem to compete, and even if we do, that's fine. You know, there's enough for everybody. I think real estate is a great business for people who like to work. If you're self-motivated, if you're disciplined, if you're good with people, it's a great way to earn a living. And I've been in it for 15 years now, and it's never failed me. I'm comfortable. But on the other side, people say, oh, it's an off year. I'm just not an off year for me. What's the matter? You know, are you calling people? What I do is I hate to pick up the phone and call people, so I pay people to do that for me. And they get me in the door, and I get in the door, I can close the business. I can get the listing. If they're going to list it, I'll get it. So.
Well, you're just personable, so it's easy for someone when they meet you to like you.
Well, good. Thank you.
And we were talking about offline your newsletter that you send out that right. I'm envious of. I think they do a fantastic job.
Yeah, I do 5 different versions. I do it 100.
Oh, my gosh.
In a Somerset. It sounds like a lot, but it's not. Somerset's different than 100. It's a different county, so I do it different. But the last 5 pages are the same, trends and what's happened. I also do a canal walk, which is an area I farm. I do a Bridgewater, which is an area I farm. And I do Warren.
And so for those that aren't in real estate, what's farming?
Farming means that's an area I'm focused on. I'm mailing. I'm talking to people in there a little more than elsewhere. It's an area that I consider a future area for real estate. 55-plus in Canal Walk, it's great. I could sell a car and just walk around. There's 1,200 properties there to be sold and about 50 a year change. And all I need to do is sell 10 of them, and I'm happy camper. So I don't even need them all. Being a senior, it's interesting because there's 2 levels of it. One is 55 to 70, which is the kids are in school, the kids are now having kids of their own, and then from 70 and above, that's where we're at, and you want to get into, you know, one floor living and maybe thinking about, is this the last house I'm going to have versus one of the next houses I'm going to have? So we're one of them. I said, you know, 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior. Now I are one. it's sort of fun because what people are starting to think about, I've been through. And one of the things that we're getting to do with people is to say, maybe you should stay where you're at and just reconfigure your house. I don't make any money out of you doing that, but if you really like what you're at and haven't sat in a living room in the last 20 years, maybe we should make that into a master bedroom, blow out the bath, and keep you where you're at.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think that's where you and I parlay the best is Joe and I both, you know, I think we are actually out for our client, not for our commission.
Yeah.
And if that's the way that makes our client the most happy, we don't need to sell them a house. We want to make sure, you know, that you're living to the best of your ability. Am I right?
I'm trying to think of his name. Zig Ziglar passed about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. but he was my mentor on tape, you know, one of those guys you listen to and love. And he used to say,
tape.
On tape.
What's that?
Yeah,
no. I'm kidding.
There you go. Sit up dating lesson. So he used to say you make as much money in the world as you want as long as you help other people get what they're looking for.
Yes. Giver's gain.
And that's it. That's it. It's like I try to help people achieve their goals and dreams. And if I help them achieve their goals and dreams and I make a little piece of money on along, that doesn't hurt anybody because it's usually the other side paying me anyway. So if a buyer's going out, people don't realize this. If a buyer's going out and they wants to look, or he or she wants to look at a house, the seller's paying my commission, not the buyer. If you turn around and want to sell that house at some point in time, well, then the tables have turned. But you're probably going to buy another house that somebody else is still paying my commission on. So half of it's paid by somebody else. People think realtors make a lot of money. And some realtors do make a lot of money, but there's not that many. I think a lot of realtors are comfortable, and there's some people do it as a part-time job. But they don't realize that, let's say there's a 6% commission. It gets split four ways. Each agency gets a quarter, and each agent gets a quarter. And depending on how much you sold last year, you might get a little more than you got the year before as a percentage. But if you start to back out the expenses and realize that we don't get paid until 10 days after closing, and we might work on a deal with you for a year or two before it happens, it's not a lot. And then we got to pay taxes, and we got to pay expenses. And Mike, I have a couple of 1099s that work for me. They got to get paid. So I never try to count people's money because they're all deserving of what they've earned. And every once in a while, I'll get somebody say, I'm only going to give you 4%. I said, well, that's fine. Give it to somebody else because I don't want it. I'm not going to work with you. So I'm a fisherman. I love the fish, okay? Marathon, sleepy little drinking island with a fishing problem.
My Marathon?
Yeah.
I used to live there.
Yeah. What a coincidence. And there's free phases of catching a fish. One is the bait. You got to keep changing the bait till you find out what's working. The second one is to get him from biting the bait into the boat. And then the third one is decide whether or not he's a keeper or not. Because if they're, and I do this, I will work a customer for a year or two, and then when I really get to know him, I decide I don't want to work with this guy or gal. It's life's too short. They say the life's too short to drink cheap wine or date ugly women. It's real estate's the same way. Life is too short.
Yeah.
And I've had people right here in Hunterdon County that we've started off on a transaction, and I've referred it to some of them saying we just don't have chemistry. There's no sense we should walk away mad. And I think you're good people, and you think I'm a good person, but it's not working. I'm going to refer you to somebody
else.
Yeah,
I might not be the best agent for you, yeah. But I know somebody who is.
Whatever. Life's too short.
So how long have you been with Coldwell? You've always been with Coldwell?
2 years. I was with Weikert for 13. They treated me very well. I was one of the top 10 agents in an office of 108 agents. And then I went to Coldwell, one of the top five, because they only have 70 agents. So I'm one of the top five over there. That means you probably sell 24 houses a year, roughly. And that's not a bad living. It's what an executive would make somewhere mm-hmm. else. But we
have a lot more fun.
You have a lot more fun. And a lot more discretion.
And we get to help a lot more people.
And work probably a lot more hours.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
And that is one of the
it's not all glory.
Issues is how do you shut it off?
What's that?
Yeah, it's like, I don't answer the phone. Like, remember, I said, who was that? I said, I'm not talking to him. It's 8:30. I can wait till the morning. I've been waiting for this call. I'm going to talk mm-hmm. to that person.
I know one realtor that Wednesdays he takes off, and he won't. If it's an important call, he'll take it. But on his voicemail, it says, if you're calling me on Wednesday, wait until tomorrow.
Sounds like John Kessler.
I kind of respect that mentality,
yeah,
though, is because we do. We're 24/7, and he's a top producing agent, and you know, he doesn't have weekends or time with his family, so he takes Wednesdays.
We on another mastermind session I listened to, there were these two guys from And they did lots of transactions. I'm saying I'm doing 24. They were doing like 75 a mm-hmm. year. And he says, I go to the gym 3 days a week at 9 o'clock. It's on my calendar. It's just as important as talking to a buyer or a seller. Because if I don't do that, I'm not going to be healthy, and I'm not going to be able to help you. And I need some mental R&R myself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing better in the world than going to the gym or whatever it is you do for exercise. I like to walk and listen to books. But whatever you do, do it. Take some time out and do it. You can't lose track that you're a human being. And it's really, especially when money starts coming in, pretty easy to lose sight of what your personal goals are because you're trying to satisfy everybody else
and
at the end of the day not make a bad living this year. But sometimes you got to give a little of it up. Sometimes you just got to enjoy life.
Well, Joe, I think I almost called you Jeff again.
Jeff.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Thank
you, Jeff, for being here. No, we are nearing the end of our show. I think that's a fabulous note to end on with that. But is there anything else that you want to say? How can people get in contact with you?
My phone number, 908-238-0118, or my website, jpeters.com. And all my newsletters are there. I post an article every day. There's senior information. There's first-time buyer. There's seller information. There's a ton of information out there. And I think if you don't find it, call. You'd be surprised. I do pick up the phone if I'm not talking to somebody else. And what you hear is now is what you'll hear over the phone, just somebody trying to be of help to you. So, Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker, I appreciate you having me on, Devon.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being here and spending time with me to discuss the finest of Hunterdon County living. And a big thank you to everyone who tuned in. I cannot talk today.
You got your merge leaks.
Big thank you for everyone who tuned in tonight. I lost my spot. If you would like any more information about the topics covered today, please reach out directly to Joe Peters at jpeters at jpeters.com.
Yep.
Or you can reach out to me at dlacompte@klsir.com. Thank you again to Joe Peters for joining me today and being a part of Curate. Thanks also to Hunterdon County Chamber team for your behind-the-scenes help on bringing the show to air. And, of course, to all of you for listening and making this possible. Remember, if you are craving more of Curate, visit us on Facebook at Devon LeCompte for more from this and future episodes. Or see our archived podcasts, please visit huntingchamber.org. If you have an idea for an episode or would like to be featured on Curate, please contact us at dlacompte@klsir.com. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you next week.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is expected to block former White House counsel Don McGahn's testimony to the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. Republican Congressman from Arizona Andy Biggs tells Fox News why he believes the White House is not a fan of McGahn testifying.
I think this is aspirational on the part of the Democrats. They continue to want to create this narrative that there was something impeachable. They're basically running this like it's impeachment. That's really what they're trying to do.
McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. Chicago is making history on Monday as Democrat Lori Lightfoot was sworn in as the city's first black woman mayor and openly gay mayor.
As I stand as your mayor, humble and hopeful, honored to be the 56th mayor of this great city.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Lightfoot was a former prosecutor and corporate lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Sabrina Fulton is seeking a seat on the Miami-Dade County Board of County Commissioners.
If you want some type of change, you want a person with passion, if you want a person with purpose, I suggest you vote for Sabrina Fulton.
Fulton has been involved in social justice causes after the death of her 17-year-old son by neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman. An American automaker announces more layoffs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Ford announcing on Monday morning it's laying off about 7,000 white-collar workers, or about 10% of its global workforce. About 2,400 of those jobs are in North America. The company says it's part of a restructuring plan that will save the number two automaker about $600 million a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a record 19.3 million viewers tuned in on Sunday night to watch the finale of Game of Thrones. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Officials in Alabama have identified the officer who was shot and killed after responding to a domestic disturbance situation over the weekend.
We're saddened to say that Officer William Beekner was fatally injured in the line of duty as he responded to that call for service.
Auburn Police Chief Paul Register says Beekner was a 13-year vet.
I'm back. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Tony Clark.